Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, coming live and direct from Palm Springs, California. The Cleveland Cavaliers have defeated the Boston Celtics. It was so fucking close, and I gotta be honest, I've known G. Moody, whose last name rhymes with duty, whatever kind of bullshit that means, for years. And I'm just telling you right now, I am jumping the gun and starting this podcast without him because I'm not looking forward to hearing his fucking mouth. As I started to do this I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and this is an emergency I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, my wife said, "Are you for real? Are you really this upset about the Boston Celtics losing? Aren't you Mr. New York? It has nothing to do with New York." I don't need to explain to you, the premium listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, what it actually has to do with. It has nothing to do with New York. I came out to the fucking desert to have a break, to have a little vacation, and for a little winning time. And it was so fucking close. But no cigar. No. No fucking cigar. The Celtics, you fucked yourselves and you fucked me. This is an emergency I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Obviously, the bulk of the discussion will be Game 7 versus the Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics. For the Eastern Conference Finals, the Cleveland Cavaliers will be going back to the NBA Finals once again. We will be also discussing the Pusha T Drake quote unquote beef. All that and not much more on a emergency I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, where yours truly, the Gringo Mandingo, is doing it with a heart that is in pain, that is sore, and that is feeling the brunt of the Boston Celtics losing this game. As I said, this is an emergency. I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, and I'm going to be honest with you, Moody. I started the podcast without you because I don't want to hear your fucking mouth. Okay? I wanted to be transparent about that. I started talking without you, you fuck.
Why?
Because I'm in pain. And I want to tell you something. I was rooting for the Boston Celtics. I hate everything about the fucking Boston sports world. I hate the Celtics. I hate the Boston Red Sox. I hate the fucking New England Patriots. I hate the Boston Bruins. I hate the Boston Bruins that went after the fans in Madison Square Garden and beat them with their own shoes. I hate the fucking Boston Harbor. I hate the fucking Boston Tea Party. They had the privilege. They had the privilege of me backing them and then supporting them. Fuck you, Red Auerbach, and fuck your cigar.
Now, you had to do the underbelly, the underhanded shit, and try to record without me. Take your ass whooping like you're supposed to. You were high on Boston. You were very vigilant with it, and now you want to try to blame shit. No, LeBron is that guy, and for you to doubt this guy. As basically you're saying this dude is not good. Like, you don't understand how the greatness of this guy. So you doubt him, and every time you doubt this dude, he wins. This is clearly a upper echelon athlete. And for you to keep going at this dude like he ain't nice like that, it's crazy. And it makes you look ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous, you fuck. So I'll read the tweets. I want to put it. I'm gonna put on in the public forum. Who's crazier? Your disgust and disdain and complete lack of respect for Kevin Durant and really the rest of the NBA, or my? I at least give this guy props.
Who? Yo, Kevin Durant, the motherfucker with no assists, zero rebounds in the fourth quarter. And you talk about he's the best player, and this guy is basically dragging crackheads, motherfuckers who can't play, to the finals. He got no help, and he's still winning. And you're talking about KD, a guy who's went to the team with three or four Hall of Famers, no assists. Yo, that dude shouldn't be mentioned in the same breath as LeBron James. Another finals. Another one. What the fuck are you talking about? Yo, this is some world-class shit. And you dissing this dude is making you look worse and worse and worse.
I dissed him last year. And I looked bad last year. What happened?
Still in the finals. You jumping ship. You going to the Celtics. You were there praying. You were praying the last three games.
Yes.
Hoping this man loses.
Yes.
He busts all your motherfuckers. Now you on another team. He busts your man's ass on the Knicks or whatever team, and now you with this shit. What you got to say about this dude, yo? For real. Give him his props.
I give him his props. I'll say this right now, you fuck, and I will be erasing this emergency podcast. I will be erasing it. I will be letting it play for the people, and then it will be erased. It will not be documented historically. He's far and beyond. There's not even another player that you could even have an argument about being second best. He's far and beyond every other fucking guy in the NBA. It's not even close. The fact that he's doing it his 15th year, the fact that the way he handles the ball, the step back threes, the passing, the ball handling, the stamina, the endurance. He makes me fucking sick, but I'm not like you.
Excuse me,
you said give it up.
All right, who you fucking with now?
I got Golden State, you fuck. I got Golden State.
Oh, shit. What happened to Boston?
They're done. I said I rented those fucks for a week, and I rented them, and now they're back to being the fucking Boston Celtics. And Tom Brady, you could kiss my fucking ass also.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, you could kiss my fucking ass also. Right. Bobby Orr, go fuck yourself. Yes. And the fans that attacked the New York Rangers fans in the most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, from the Boston Bruins, the players from the Boston Bruins that attacked savagely innocent bystanders at a Rangers-Bruins game, you should be in fucking prison still. You should be just getting out of prison. That happened in the early 80s. You should be just getting out of prison. They're a bunch of animals, low-class fucks.
Oh, switch it up. Switch the story up, man. Switch it up. I know you got to switch it up. Yo,
I'm going to tell you right now, fucko.
You jumped Boston. Now, yo, they were up 3-2. He came back, won the last two games. Again, yo, leave that man alone, man. Word to mother, leave that man alone. Now you're going to be on another team, and you don't know if Golden State's going to get there. So what if they don't get there? Now you're going to go to fucking Houston,
No. And
they're going to get beat, and
No. It's
going to be another championship, and you're going to be on that same bullshit. Yo, he ain't this. He busted all the 20-year-old motherfuckers' asses. So what can you say about this dude? He's carrying his crew. He leads in all categories. You sound stupid dissing that dude, yo. Word to mother. Leave that dude alone, man.
And when Golden State gets past Houston tomorrow, because this is an emergency, I am Rappaport Stereo.
Oh, you said Boston.
Excuse me.
You're not credible, man.
Excuse me.
Your opinions ain't credible.
Excuse me.
You said Boston was going to win.
Excuse me. I made it very clear that I rented the Boston Celtics. Everybody knows that my second favorite team in the NBA is Golden State. They've been my second favorite team. Everybody knows how I feel about the Warriors. Everybody saw the video of me blushing, meeting Steph Curry at the practice. Everybody saw that.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Game 5 last year, I was there. They annihilated Cleveland. And when they get past Houston, they're going to make easy work of LeBron James once again.
He went
to the finals. Oh, he did this. It's going to mean nothing. You fuck you. You fuck you.
You bugging, man. This is destiny. This guy's bringing these motherfuckers. His crew ain't shit. His crew don't help him. He still passes to them. He don't do the Michael Jordan shit and say, fuck the whole crew. He still passes. And hopefully they'll make a shot. Just make one or two, and I got it. And you looking at this dude like he's a bum. Yo, you bugging, man. And it just shows, yo, you don't really know ball. I don't know what the fuck you watching. You don't really know it.
Get the fuck out of here. You said the Boston Celtics wouldn't make the playoffs. What the fuck are you talking about? You said the San Antonio Spurs are going to make the Golden State Warriors. Hold your fucking head. You've been saying wild shit all year. And you excuse me. And you dick ride LeBron James. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't got teams, B. You got teams.
I don't know ball. You're making bullshit predictions all season.
You switch teams.
Fuck out of here, man.
I like individual play.
Fuck out of here.
The greatest player I've seen.
Fuck out of here.
You switching teams. You doing dumb shit. Who next? Houston? You going to be jocking James Harden? Who's next? I stay with one dude because I see this dude is the greatest. But you refuse to give that man props. So you look
stupid.
I just gave
him props.
No, you didn't. That's bullshit.
I just gave him props. What more can I say? I don't want to fucking... You're literally underneath him, waxing his balls to make sure there's not one ounce. Waxing his balls to make sure there's not 1 ounce of pubic hair left. You have his balls coddled and cradled. The balls are in your hand day after day after day after day. You have those fucking balls in your fucking hand.
In the finals before the season
Don't
started.
Talk to me about
you
knowing balls.
Teams.
You said the Celtics weren't going to make the playoffs. Kiss my
Where
fucking
they
ass.
They out of the playoffs. My man threw them out of the fucking playoffs. Who you with? KD? Your man ain't showing up in the playoffs, B, because he jumped in teams. Sucker shit. That's why he's out.
Your guy's about to go to the 76ers.
After he win a chip for himself.
if he made the finals, why are you even leaving? He fuck started yo. All this bullshit.
No, he didn't.
Dude,
no.
Let me ask you. Let me just ask a biased question. Do you like to shave his balls or wax his balls? It's just a simple question. Shave or wax?
He's the greatest player. It's Kareem, and then it's LeBron. That's it. Kareem is the greatest, and LeBron is after this guy, and Jordan is third. I'm telling you, man.
Says the guy who said the Boston Celtics will not make the playoffs. Says the guy who said the Golden State Warriors will lose to San Antonio.
Where they at? My man expelled them out of the playoffs. Everybody's like, Terry Rozier, cats making shirts. It's over, B. One guy got you out of the playoffs. In your own Beantown bullshit. Out of the fucking playoffs, man. Y'all ain't ready, 20-year-old motherfuckers. Get out of here. Just bullying y'all. Next.
All right. I want to discuss the Pusha T, Drake back and forth in hip-hop. I'm sure you're probably not up to speed on this as I am. I'll bring you up to speed. I'm talking about you, Moody.
All right.
The fans, I'm sure, are up to speed. So Pusha T put out a record Friday. Banger. Hardcore beats. All samples. All produced by Kanye. All the shit that we say we want Kanye to do, he delivered. It's only 7 songs, which in my opinion isn't a record. But statistically and you know what the Grammys say, I guess it's 15 minutes and it has to be 5 separate songs. In my opinion, 7 songs, 21 minutes of music is a maxi single. That being said, the beats are bangers. They're dusty. It's all samples. I looked up the samples, all kinds of like Texas funk and all this shit. Record's dope. I like Pusha T. I'm not like a huge fan, but to me, this is my favorite shit of his because of the samples. Like, it's all that dusty shit. In one of the songs, I believe it's called Infrared, he talks some shit about Drake. And then the same day, Drake puts out a song, a produced song that he refers to as Doopy Freestyle. Now everybody is going, who won, who didn't win, Drake bodied, Pusha T, blah, 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 blah. First of all, this dude, Pusha T, made a couple of innuendos in a song. He didn't make a whole song about him. He made some comments about Drake. Drake went into the studio. Whether or not he writes this shit or not, it was a produced thing. This whole idea of that it's a freestyle shows how dumb motherfuckers are about hip-hop. Now, if you're an MC and you rhyme all the time, and you're like Biggie or you're like Kane or you're like Jay-Z or you're like one of these dudes, like, you're never going to do a freestyle. There's never going to be things that aren't derivative of other rhymes and all that. Like a Black Thought, if he goes in the studio and rhymes with Funk Flex for 10 minutes, he might not know what he's going to say, but his brain is like a Google encyclopedia. That's a freestyle. But if you go into the studio with an agenda, with some shit written, that is not a freestyle. That's not like a freestyle. Like, you know, I guess, but the whole thing about, I'm just going to keep it funky. And we've never really talked too much about Drake. I don't care how many songs Drake, I don't care how many records he sold. I don't care how popular he is. Like the great DMX said, I don't like him. I don't like his face. I don't like his walk. I don't like anything about him. To me, he's not hip hop. He's a great hip hop star. He's very talented. But he's a crafted persona. When motherfuckers were hip-hopping in the 90s, Drake was at Hebrew school preparing for his bar mitzvah. He's not about this hip-hop shit. And this whole, oh, he bodied him. Oh, it was just a freestyle and he bodied him.
I heard it. I heard it. And I got to disagree with you, bro. And I'm going with Drake because Drake makes songs in comparison to this guy. Drake makes songs dealing with with women. Like, you know, he makes songs for women and he has some other shit. But in comparison to Homeboy, who I think romanticizes criminality and drug pushing, I would go with this guy. I would go with Drake because those songs about getting women and being with women and this dude on the street talking about criminality. For me, I'd go with Drake.
But criminality and street shit is the essence of so much hip hop. Going back to Paid in Full, going back to Eric B. and Rakim, going back to Kool G Rap, going back to BDP. Like, this has always been a part of hip hop.
No, but he romanticizes it. Motherfuckers back in the days didn't really, that wasn't their fucking foundation. This dude has been doing this shit for 10, 15 years, romanticizing a lifestyle that is a detriment. Drake, on the other hand, doesn't romanticize any of that.
So now not only are you a Trump fan, this is the first I'm hearing this. Now you're a fucking Drake fan.
I got in comparison to money, homeboy subject matter, and I have a lot of friends that I grew up with, that I was raised with, that was in that lifestyle, and them motherfuckers is doing football numbers in jail. Motherfuckers is dead. Listen, I come from that area. I understand. I don't like that romanticizing that lifestyle because it leads nowhere. Drake, on the other hand, is the opposite of that. I don't like none of these motherfuckers. This, for me, that ain't rap. That ain't hip hop. I was raised in that shit. So, but you have to understand in context, I would be with Drake rather than this guy, knowing what I know. Coming from that area, motherfuckers.
So
in
you heard the two songs, and you preferred what Drake put out.
I will say that his
voice that is very reminiscent of Kermit the Frog. You preferred that whole thing.
I gotta say, yes.
Wow.
I gotta say, yo. Wow. I'm a man of my convictions.
People's hearts are fucking. You're confusing people. You're disappointing people.
I'm a boom bap motherfucker, man.
You're breaking people's hearts right now.
I'm a boom bap dude. I'm a boom bap, but that's my lane. This is not my shit. These cats ain't rhyming, but I'm saying we're going to judge it in context. My preference, because I come from these areas, yo, you can't romanticize that shit. That life leads your ass to getting hot bullets and prison. I want to be with Drake talking about getting chicks and all that. That's what it's about.
Oh, wow.
Big Daddy Kane, let me quote Big Daddy Kane. Why should I get with a gangster contract when I can rap about getting some ass?
Wow. Okay.
Point blank.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you threw me for a fucking loop there. I just have to say, I have to stay on my toes with G. Moody, last name rhymes with Duty, who predicted at the beginning of the season that the Boston Celtics would not be in the playoffs. the same person who predicted that the Golden State Warriors would lose in the first round to the San Antonio Spurs. And I love that you pat yourself on the back saying, oh, the Cavs made it to the finals. I told you so. That's like saying, predict the Orlando Magic are going to make it to the finals and then say, I told you so. Listen,
how could you leave the fact that I predicted that LeBron would be in the finals before the season starts? Why would you leave that out?
You act like that's like going out on the ledge with a prediction. That's not going out on the ledge with a prediction.
It is. They changed this motherfucking team in the motherfucking middle of the season.
Holy
and he still
shit.
Brought and he still
the guy's
brought him
going
to the
fight. Fucking nuts. He's going fucking crazy. No, he's going nuts. You're proud of that prediction.
Let me make the point. They changed his team. In the middle of the
he
season.
He did it. He changed it. He did it.
So what?
All right.
And he still.
Listen, let's not beat our heads. Let's not beat our heads up. Here we are. Game 7 of the Houston Golden State Series. Cleveland is in the finals. Please predict what you think will happen throughout the rest of the NBA playoffs. Mr. Moon.
As a man.
Prediction. You're not at a confessional.
You're not in church, man. Tell me how to answer the question, motherfucker. Let me answer it. As a man.
As a man.
Who stands on his conviction. I make a prediction. I don't dick ride. I don't go team to team. LeBron will win another chip and then go to some other team and bring that city another chip as well. So I'm giving your ass three predictions in one, while you will pray and hope and go to the rabbi and ask the rabbi if this motherfucker is going to lose. But he ain't losing.
So you don't want to make a prediction of Game 7 versus Golden State and Houston? That's the question I asked.
Okay. Oh, I got Houston.
Okay. You have Houston, and then you have Houston losing to Cleveland in the finals.
Absolutely.
Okay, I have Golden State that I've had the entire season.
Let's see what your boy KD does.
I have Golden State beating Houston, and I have Golden State beating Cleveland in five games. This was an emergency podcast. I'm not talking about it. I'm a man and my convictions. I have the Golden State Warriors beating Cleveland in five straight games. I have Kevin Durant hitting 35 points in Game 7 versus Houston tomorrow. And just so you know, the style of basketball that Cleveland plays versus the style of basketball that Golden State plays, this is two different types of basketball. This is a one-man gang versus team basketball. They're going to get their asses kicked. They are going to get their asses kicked in the finals versus Golden State. We will be discussing all that and more. This was an emergency. This was not a test. This was an emergency. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Miles Jordan, I normally say take us out of here with something funky. Take us out of here with something smooth.